Come and see for yourself. In the early days of the ministry of Jesus, he recruited disciples. This recruitment process involved discernment. Jesus had to figure out who was who and how different folks thought, where their minds and hearts were, and whether or not they could actually be true followers. In many of the discussions, it was also clear that Jesus was being assessed as well. Now, we've all been scrutinized and evaluated upon our background, whether it's for a job or for a new friend or for a mate. We go through this screening process, if you will. And often, there are times when we are judged by so many different things that it's hard to keep up with. If one is applying for a job, not only are the credentials being evaluated, but also the institutions that offered the credentials. Given the many ways in which people judge today, it's clear to see that the judgments are about keeping a distance, about filtering people in and filtering people out. And it's really no different today than it was back then for Jesus. And this whole filtering process it's challenging to be on either side. It's very, very challenging, but we are filtering folks in and out all of the time. But in the case of Jesus and his early ministry, he was being judged about whether or not he was the Messiah. He was being judged because he was Joseph, the carpenter's son. But he was also being judged because he came from Nazareth. Nazareth was, it's written, not a nice place. It was a hard town. It was rough. Thieves, bandits, a lot of low-life activity. And from the scripture, John 1:45-46, it reads, this is the Message version. Philip went and found Nathanael and told him, we found the one Moses wrote of in the law, the one preached by the prophet. It's Jesus, Joseph's son, the one from Nazareth. Nathanael said, Nazareth? You've got to be kidding. But Philip said, come and see for yourself. Have you ever been judged based upon where you come from? Depending on the version of the scripture you use, the more common line that's often found referring to this scripture that was just read is, nothing good comes from Nazareth. Nothing good comes from Nazareth. We all can relate to that way of thinking, as that thought process is in place today. We see that thinking when it's applied to different cities around this country, around this state. Nothing good comes from Waterbury. Nothing good comes from Detroit. Nothing good comes from Newark, New Jersey, or Flint, Michigan. Nothing good comes from Bridgeport. Nothing good comes from L.A. Take your pick. We apply that same mode of thinking today. And most recently, the president referred to several countries in very much the same fashion. It was dismissive, condescending, and in a broad brush arrogance, it characterized a number of countries in the most undiplomatic language one can imagine. It is truly, truly unfortunate that this type of thinking is still in place and operating as if it's most appropriate. But we all come from places that hold judgments by others. These judgments don't necessarily guarantee a given outcome, but we hold these judgments in place regardless of that fact. We rank some places over others and some conditions as being better than others. But what remains is the element of human judgment that allows for the denigration of another. At the same time, we tend to be more forgiving if one is from a desired town or neighborhood. We tend to be more forgiving as if one from a desired town or neighborhood is offered more opportunity, greater advantage. We accept that. We're more generous in these cases. In our acceptance of some places being better than others, we overlook the underside or the belly of the beast of that location that may hide all the snares and problems and issues. We overlook that. Just a case in point, what was once considered an urban problem of drug abuse is now being considered an opioid epidemic. It's now an opioid epidemic after moving into more affluent neighborhoods and communities. We have to stop our judgments based upon appearances, and this wholesale dismissal of countries, regions, towns, and especially people. And so I would invite you to extend an invitation. An invitation to what, you might ask? Well, here it is. Just as in the scripture, when Jesus was being rejected for being from Nazareth, Philip simply said, "Come and see for yourself." I would offer that the Christ in you is greater than you being from whatever your personal Nazareth might be. Whatever your Nazareth narrative may be, you are greater than that. And we all have this Nazareth narrative going on. We all have the challenge of inviting people into our lives and world to see that greater aspect of who we are. Anyone can judge and walk away with a dismissive, condescending opinion. That's easy. That happens all the time. As a matter of fact, our human nature defaults to that process. However, it is that Christ consciousness within each of us that defies that small, limiting thinking. So, please, I invite you to invite others in so that they get a sense of who that Christ consciousness is in you. And I would just offer for you to extend an invitation to them so that they can just simply come and see the Christ in you. God bless.